Report, Fragile Democrats Face Dire 2022 Prospects. By Catherine Hamilton on October 18, 2021. Democrat strategists and operatives are anything but optimistic about the party's odds moving into the 2022 midterm elections, The Hill reported on Monday. One senior Democratic congressional aide told the publication, "To be blunt, I'm not feeling good about where we are. Look, it was never going to be easy or anything. It was always kind of contingent on what got done. I just think we're starting to see how fragile this is. And not much has gotten done, as moderates and far leftists in the party battle over the parameters of the $3.5 trillion social policy and climate change bill at the center of President Joe Biden's agenda," one Democrat strategist told The Hill. "It's a kind of a catch-22, I think. We're asking people to vote for us so we have a bigger majority so we can make these big things happen. But the average voter, who doesn't eat, sleep and breathe this, all they see is gridlock in Washington and they think it's just more of the same, you know. That's not really a great case for us." Democrats' slim hold over the House is even more threatened after several members announced in the past few weeks that they will not be running for re-election, including Reps. John Yarmuth, D.K. White, Mike Doyle, D.P.A., and David Price, D.N.C. So far, 13 Democrats have decided to officially call it quits on the House, leaving their seats open for a competitive fight and giving Republicans a chance to snag another seat. According to the report, Democrats have virtually no room for error in 2022. Republicans need to flip only 5 seats in the House to recapture control of the lower chamber, and they stand to benefit right off the bat from redistricting in key states and the historical maxim that the party of a new president tends to lose ground in midterm elections. Biden's job approval ratings have continued to crash, most recently to an all-time low of 36.4%, as he faces backlash over his botched Afghanistan withdrawal, rising crime, an immigration crisis, and now a supply chain crisis and rampant inflation. Additionally, 47% of registered voters said they would rather see the Republican Party win control of the House, while only 44% of the registered voters said they would want the Democrats, according to an October Quinnipiac University poll.